This is Jim Wenger on the KFRM 2024 Wheat Harvest Tour. I'm in Enid, Oklahoma at Consolidated Grain and Barge, speaking with Andrew Mack, a merchandiser here. Andrew, how has the harvest gone so far?
It's went fairly well. At the beginning we had some rains, but last week and a half or so it's been great, dry. The humidity went away, so they're getting started early and getting lots of bushels in.
Looks like there's a line out there already today.
Yeah, the kind of down to the south, most of those elevators are plugging, so there's a pretty good line in the morning trying to get some trucks under them and get them so where they can dump wheat during the day.
This is a pretty large facility here. How big is it?
It holds, I think, 22-ish million. That's a good question for Dylan, but I think we're right around there.
Okay, and it goes out by both train and trucks out of here?
Yes, sir. Yep. We truck it out. We actually have a port, too, down in Tulsa. So if we got a barge facility and we can truck out to the port or roll it out on a train or send it to somewhere with the truck if we need to.
Have you talked to anybody about yield so far this year?
Yield seemed to be surprisingly better than expected in some spots. You get down south and they're really well, and I think anywhere from probably like that 30 bushel rain on some hard grazed ground to 60 to 80 on some good ground that got some moisture when it was needed.
I know there has been more grazing going on, as I understand it, and with the price of cattle, I can understand that.
Yeah, price of cattle is probably highest that we've seen in our lifetime, so guys are grazing out longer than expected and harder, more cattle on ground, and trying to get some pounds on them.
What kind of quality have you seen with the wheat this year?
Very good quality. Some of the stuff that was grazed on that was a little thinner, you can see some cheat and stuff coming on. But as far as the wheat and test weights go, they're phenomenal this year. I think 60 to 66. I mean, we were having two loads this morning that were 66. So that's pretty high test weight compared to the last 2 years.
What about protein levels? I've heard all sorts of stories about that.
Protein's been anywhere, all over the board. I think this morning we dumped 215s and couple nines, so I mean they're just, depending on the field and how it was raised, I mean they're all over the board this year. We're averaging really close to 12, I think, on what we've dumped here in the last 2 weeks.
Have you seen moisture as a problem with the wheat they have here?
No moisture as of now. I mean, I think everything coming in is 11. You're starting to see some weed pressure, especially the longer here with those rains up front, and then getting hot and dry, those weeds like that a lot better, so they're growing pretty hard. And some fields have been sprayed, but other than that, no moisture problems so far.
What about any disease problems? Have you seen any, like stripe rust or anything else?
No, not really. I mean, that goes through the test weight. Either a farmer sprayed, even our farmers that didn't spray, they're getting 60-plus test weight. So I think rust was a big problem this year, but I think it was just so dry early on, it didn't hurt it as much. So these test weights are still coming in really well.
Well, it's a completely different story than what you saw last year.
Last 2 years, so it's finally good to see a decent crop. I mean, not a ginormous crop, but it's very good compared to the last 2 years.
Has the drought ended in your area, do you think?
Oh, I wouldn't say ended ever. We always want rain, so corn's looking really good. Beans are starting to come up, and guys getting them planted, but it'll dry up in a hurry if we don't catch any rain. There's not a whole lot in the forecast for the next 2 weeks here, so be nice, you know, if we can get no rain for another week or two and then just let her open up and keep pouring. So get us through harvest and then bring on the rains.
So you think maybe another couple weeks you'll be finished up with the wheat?
I think so. If it stays hot and dry, these guys are rolling through the acres. So a couple weeks. I mean, there'll be some stragglers for sure. We'll be taking some wheat, but the majority I think will get knocked out in the next week or so.
Are you keeping some late hours?
We are, yep. Long hours. So been getting home late and getting up early, so got to get dumped when we can. We only got 2 to 3 weeks to hit this and get it right. So,
well, thank you. I've been at the Consolidated Grain and Barge Facility in Enid, Oklahoma. I'm Jim Wenger.